Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Bulldog Podcast. This week, we are joined by two leaders of the GSA, Bodhi and Delilah. Welcome. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
I'm Delilah. I'm one of the presidents of GSA, and I'm in 11th grade.
Yeah, I'm Bodhi. I'm also a junior, and I'm a co-president of the GSA.
Well, it's so great to have both of you. So can you start by just telling us, what is Pride Month, and why is it significant?
So Pride Month is in the month of June, and it's basically a time to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. And specifically at Dwight, it's a great time to kind of raise awareness about the GSA, about allyship, and just how to support your classmates.
I think it's also like a great time to celebrate, like for people within the LGBTQ plus community, just their identities, and to sort of like a time to sort of express themselves, and yeah.
All right, perfect, thank you. So moving on, what does Pride Month exactly mean to like you guys personally?
I think Pride Month for me has never really been, actually it's kind of surprising, but it's never really been like a time that I sort of use to celebrate. I think that a lot of the time I'm kind of more focused on what kind of like these big companies are doing, what representation looks like, and then also just thinking about after Pride Month specifically, like what does this kind of like advocacy really mean? What are the concrete changes that companies, that TV shows, that like I see in my own community, as opposed to just kind of like, yay, celebrating for a month? Because I'm not personally that outgoing, like, you know what I mean? So it's more of like, what are we actually seeing around us? That's my big concern.
Yeah, I agree with Bodhi. I think definitely like Pride Month is known for like the Pride Parade and all that. So it definitely is a celebratory time, but at the same time, like it's also a period of reflection. And it's really common during Pride Month to see like really big corporations ramp up like Pride
Gay
support.
For a month,
yeah,
like,
exactly. So
like that.
All their rainbow themed logos and all this stuff. But like, it's interesting because on the surface it looks like support, but when you really consider it, like they don't donate to organizations, they don't talk about it anytime except Pride Month. So a lot of it ends up being like a marketing thing, and it's just a time to reflect on like how LGBTQ plus like related topics sort of permeate through society, like what times of the year, like, you know.
No, yeah, definitely. And that also, you know, makes it even more important to kind of look at our own community. I mean, I think it's frustrating definitely only being in school for like a week of Pride Month and then saying goodbye to all of our members and not really knowing, you know, what their home life is like when they kind of, when school's out and they go back home. So I think that we really use the time that we do have to kind of really celebrate inside DE, inside GSA, and make sure that our members really feel kind of, you know, supported, fulfilled before summer starts. So.
I think you guys bring up really, really interesting points, and just highlighting the fact that while a lot of it may seem very like positive and joyful, there's so much underneath, and a lot of it also might be performative, which I don't think a lot of people would necessarily know if they didn't know that much about it. So can you talk a little bit, you kind of mentioned this, but a little bit about the GSA at DE and its overall goal?
So I think the GSA is really supposed to be like a safe space, first and above all. That's like what it is. It's just to provide a space for LGBTQ plus kids in our community, just to sort of have a place to go. Because like Bodhi said before, we don't really know like everyone's home life situation. It can be really difficult, especially in middle school and high school, sort of coming into yourself and like figuring out who you are as a person, having a place where you know like this part of your identity is accepted and safe and like pride and celebrated is really important. But it's also, I think, like a really good opportunity for us to sort of raise awareness. Like we do events sometimes or host assemblies, or there was a dance we hosted.
No, I think we definitely play a big part too in kind of facilitating that transition from middle school to high school for kids who were already at DE and part of the middle school GSA, but also people coming in. I mean, I was new here in ninth grade, and it was so nice to know that this was something that had already been established and was, like, as Delilah said, a safe space. Like, there's, I think, a big part of what we try to do with GSA is make it safe and make it comfortable, and that definitely means, like, sacrificing, I guess, not necessarily sacrificing, kind of information and stuff like that, and communicating like with people in the school, but like prioritizing this space that we do have, and you know, trying to make all of our members feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely felt the same thing because I was also new in ninth grade.
Yeah.
And knowing that that place was like already there was definitely like a relief. How can we be good allies during Pride Month, and just like a little bit more about how we can contribute in general?
So I think, like we said before, especially during Pride Month, it's just a time for like reflection and celebration, I think, are probably like the two main components to it. So just like, I think reflecting like as an ally, how the LGBTQ plus community has impacted like your life,
yeah.
Like the media you consume and like, you know, everything, like finding out, like in TV shows you watch, movies and music you listen to, like how is that affected? How is it reflected in the books that you read and like in school and just every aspect of your life, and sort of like making sure that you're appreciating the contributions, I think, of LGBTQ people to history and to society.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, working on the relationship, like on your relationship, I guess, like we're just listening to the LGBTQ plus community is a really big deal, because we see all of these big kind of more abstract like institutional changes that are happening, like we don't say gay bill and all of that stuff. As well, there's a lot of like political turmoil and there's a lot of these shifts happening, which is concerning. But even though those things kind of people kind of see them as taking priority, I guess, in kind of like the social scene, like managing your own interpersonal relationships is probably just as or more impactful than watching these big abstract bills get passed and all of these protests and stuff like that. So just really making sure that you're conscious of the people around you, you're educating yourself about the queer community, you're learning what these experiences are like, you're taking advantage of the opportunities that like we as the GSA put out. I mean, we had an open meeting during Week of Noise, Day of Silence that week, last month, April?
Yeah,
last month. And that was really nice just to see a lot of new faces in our meeting. People were listening. It was an active conversation. Like, you know, we're not here to preach, like to kind of get angry, you know, stuff like that. We're here to, of course, support our members, but also educate. And so that's a really big priority. Just take advantage of the opportunities that you see around you to really build up your relationships with other people.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you both for joining us today. It was great having you. And thank you to all of our listeners, and we will see you all soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.